You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We have on the program writer, director, producer and actor based in Western Sydney, Vaughn Patia. Good morning, Vaughn.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome back to SBS with the SBS Radio.
Yes, very glad to be working with SBS again.
Yes. Before we talk about your new short film, Shading, launching on Diverse Screen Parramatta come Thursday, the 21st of June, you have done numerous films, written and directed many short films, and even acted on several ones. Too many, we won't have so much time to mention all of them, but give us a background. How and why did you take the path of acting and film directing?
Right. It was, I guess, kind of in my blood. Like my mom's side, especially, my grandma was an actress in the Philippines. And my aunt is Chiki Oda. I don't know if she rings a bell to anyone.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then my mom was like a stage. She kind of did a lot of stage stuff. But, you know, she did the practical thing and went to nursing at university. So, I don't know, when I grew up, there was always this idea of, like, stories and movies. And I really liked movies when I was a child. And yeah, the impulse to be a storyteller, like be it through acting or writing or filmmaking, was always kind of there. So I kind of think like my current career is a culmination of just of that, of like my life. And it's interesting because like a lot of people think I should maybe choose one.
Yeah.
But I kind of refuse. I'm a bit stubborn. But yeah, because it's like, it doesn't speak to me, to my culture or my identity, to just, you know, try and have one focus. Because I've always been someone who's had multiple things going in different forms. So, yeah.
And if you can have all of them, why not, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I pride myself on thinking, and this, I don't know, might not be the case, but hopefully it is, that I like to work towards a professional standard in each role. So, you know, if I'm acting or if I'm writing or producing or directing or, you know, writing for stage or screen or doing whatever, it's not like I'm just not giving it my best shot kind of thing. I like to think that, yeah, I try and put as much of myself in the role. So, yeah, it's not like I'm just floating with different things.
Yeah. I've checked your website and it says that you are interested in producing personal stories that explore queer, ethnic, intersection and issues of racism, geographical prejudice prevalent to the Western Sydney area. Why do you focus on stories affecting the Western Sydney?
Because for me, Western Sydney is a very modern place. And I feel like, especially in Australia, it's almost like people don't understand Western Sydney because it's almost too forward thinking. And I know it's strange to hear that because not many people think that way, right?
Yeah.
People think, oh, Western Sydney, you know, lower class, ethnic cultural groups. But I actually think it is such a melting pot. It's what Sydney and it's what Australia kind of should be more like. And I've noticed that in Sydney especially, geographical prejudice is very prevalent, which is that idea of like, oh, you're from West Sydney. Ew. Like, okay,
yeah.
Cool. You know, and
which shouldn't be the case, isn't it?
Yes, which shouldn't be the case, because I've been through cities like LA and New York and Tokyo, which are arguably geographically as big as Sydney, and you can live on the fringes, you can live in the suburbs, and no one has that prejudice. It's something really strange that Sydney has kind of perpetuated. So for me, like being from Western Sydney, I've always really been conscious that I am different things.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I'm Filipino, I'm a male, I'm Australian, I'm part of the queer community as well. Like, much like my creative focus, like I'm intersectional. Like I'm one person, but also many things. And
yeah.
I think like it's a very, in this day and age of like technology and kind of the internet where we can kind of start choosing our identity by curating our experience, by curating our online experience, and creating subcultural groups regardless of geography. So, you know, you can connect with people online or through the phone, and you don't need to literally see your friends face to face anymore. Like, I think it's a very good time to start focusing on intersectional stories, which, you know, has to do with class and ethnicity and sexual identity. But it's about making characters that speak to all things, not just like exploiting one thing.
Let's talk about a bit about your films. Early this year, Create, NSW, and SBS commissioned you for the short film Tom Girlie. Tell us about this.
Okay, Tom Girl. It was created for an initiative called Generator, Emerging Filmmakers Fund, with Create New South Wales, SBS. And it follows Justin, who's a young Filipino, Australian-born boy in Western Sydney, in Blacktown, who kind of gets bullied at school. You know, he comes home and he tells his uncle, oh, you know, I want to dress up as a girl because girls don't get hit. It's kind of like this very innocent, the way, you know, a child can say something innocent.
Yeah.
And his uncle turns out to be Buckle Up. And his uncle's like, all right, cool. If you want to dress up, I love dressing up. Let's do it together. And they kind of Sailor Moon transform into dresses. Like, I don't want to say drag, but into dresses and makeup. And they kind of hit the streets of Blacktown and just celebrate their Filipino culture. And yeah, to me, it is just like a celebration of Filipino culture in Blacktown.
Yeah. You had taken a risk in this film because you've showcased the culture, which is bakla for the Filipino community, isn't it? Did you receive any criticism on this?
You know, what is really funny is I thought I would. I think because, like, I felt like I was Filipino and I understood, like, I feel like I understand Filipino culture very well and understood what I was making.
Yeah.
And it was really like, you know, pitching that to other crew members. I would always, you know, pitch them the authentic story, pitch them the design. But I feel like I kept that to myself. I was like, oh, no, I had this very big fear that I was speaking for a community, on behalf of a community, like an underrepresented community. I was very afraid that I wouldn't present them in the most authentic way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I really expected backlash or commentary or something.
Yeah.
But no, everyone it's been great. All audiences are kind of like, you captured that really well, or like, yeah, you know, the language is really good, or like the home just felt so Filipino. And so yeah, the audience feedback has been very positive, very, very positive.
That's great then.
Yeah, I'm honestly shocked. Like, it was hard. It was very hard to make because the film is, you know, a Filipino film, but it's also an Australian film.
Yeah.
And there was nothing to present, you know, to my casting crew. Like, nothing had been done like this before. So it was a big stretch for me to be like, okay, this is what we're kind of aiming for. I know nothing Australian has really done something like this in this Filipino way and in Blacktown. So, like, we're pioneers. And I kind of really shouldered that burden because I knew we were making something very special.
Yeah. Tumanggap ka na ng mga ilang grants and funding, but you were also the recipient of the Hot Shots Plus 2017 funding round for Screen Australia for your online series, Boy Space Friends.
Yes.
What's different and exciting about it?
Boy Space Friends. So Boy Space Friends is, again, it's everything fun. Like, it's an intersectional story following a group of four guys in Western Sydney who are all ethnically diverse and all, like, LGBT diverse as well. And it kind of speaks to, the show is kind of modeled around representing a side of the male identity or male vulnerability that is severely lacking in screen. So, you know, on the offset, it's like, oh, it's a show about, like, hanging out. Which is really like, oh, God, like, not another one. But, you know, I've really made a choices, like, you know, this ain't just four guys, like, hanging out in a bar talking about girls, like, with drinks. And I always felt like when I was watching TV shows, you know, through Western culture, like American culture or Australian culture, I always felt like that was the male relationships and male friendships that I would see. It's, like, very goal-driven, very, like, let's go party and let's go out and have fun and, like, let's chase girls. And I remember thinking, like, well, this is weird because, like, me and my friends, who are all ethnically diverse, all, you know, some straight, some LGBT, we would joke, we would say, like, wow, we have more in common with the women in Sex and the City than we do with, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You know, like, we were like, we sit down in cafes and have coffee and, like, talk about our lives.
It's not just about girls.
Yes, our emotions and our jobs and, like, we support each other. And I just was really thinking, like, there is this weird, this severe lack of representation in that. And what are we teaching, you know, the next generation of males and females, like, about what a man is? So it's kind of a push towards more, I like to say emotionally naked men, and physically naked, maybe, but more emotionally naked.
Yeah. Another film, short film of yours worth mentioning is The Window, commissioned by Olympus Cameras.
Yes.
And it won Best Short Film in its category at the St. Kilda Film Festival. What's special about The Window?
Oh, God, you've really done your research. Window was... Oh, I should probably strike that. So it won Best Short Film in the Olympus Filmmaker Challenge.
Yeah.
As part of the St. Kilda Film Festival. I don't know, some people get that. But... yeah, Window, to me, was like, it came about in a time in my life when I was in drama school in Melbourne, and I had kind of left filmmaking for a bit, so I hadn't made a film in 3 years, and I kind of had all this story and experience, you know, built up from my life, and so Window was a very strange film, because we had to shoot it in Blacktown, in my home area, Minchinbury, but I was living in Melbourne at the time, so... It was this weird way of reconnecting with Western Sydney and reconnecting with my home. But yeah, the film is essentially the beginning of like my exploration with intersectional identity. So on the surface level, it's about a young man who is fascinated by his neighbor, and in particular his neighbor's body. To me, it was like, I think the common misconception is that, you know, when a man looks at another man, it's automatically like sexual. Like, oh, that man's gay, and that man is, like, desiring this man. But actually, it was like, well, no. I find in a development stage, it's very common for males to look at other bodies to understand their own, and to kind of, like, particularly just the physical aspect of, like, you know, we idolize male superheroes because of their physique, and, you know, and, like, what does that tell us about our masculinity? So it was kind of the beginnings of me working through an intersectional lens where it's, like, challenging what... I guess challenging the ideas, the tropes that we put on masculine ideas.
Yes. I know there are a lot of topics an actor or a director can film about, but with your short films, most of them focuses on issues of gender and racism. Why is that?
I think because, like, I like to think that I always make content that I want to see, and it's just something I don't see enough of. And it's very interesting because it's definitely all an extension of my thinking and an extension of my life, that I've never really made projects that I haven't felt connected to. So, I mean, that may change eventually. But yeah, just there's so much in gender and so much in, you know, ethnic identity and queer culture that we can speak about. And the more we represent that, the more we kind of humanize and normalize those identities. And that's really important to me because, like, yeah, like I said, I'm very critical now of things I watch. And, you know, if I feel like it's kind of pushing back again.
Yeah.
Media that I've seen. Like, yes, I'll watch a film about a white person and I can empathize with them and learn from them, but it's also like there is something stronger about seeing you on screen within a character.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's been really nice because like it's a constant battle with the audience. Like I'm sometimes like, oh, well, you know, the film has done really well, but like I don't know how well, but then one person will come up to me and, you know, it'll be a little conversation where they're like, that really affected me because I've never seen something like that, and that's exactly how I feel. And to me, like, that one conversation is worth more than a crowd of applause.
Yeah. Being an actor and a director coming from a nine white collar, what do you want to depict in your works?
I really want to depict that it's a very inverse idea about representation. I want to present that people of color are human. Anyone can empathize with anyone. But particularly, I want to highlight the difference. So I like work that really speaks to cultural nuance and cultural specificity, where, you know, someone's culture and someone's identity and someone's skin color is very examined in the film. And I think it's a very inverse way of thinking, because a lot of people think, oh, you know, we should just think of all of ourselves. Well, everyone's equal, you know, everyone's the same color, everyone's the same.
Yeah.
And my thinking that's really helped me is we're not. We're all different. And we should celebrate that. You know, we should celebrate that I'm different to you. And we should tell stories about that difference. Because, like, if we have a culture of homogeny, but that culture of homogeny of like, hey, we're the same, we can see eye to eye on things because we're all human, it kind of leaves topics like race and, you know, skin color and ethnicity and migration out of the conversation. And to me, it's like, okay, I understand your point. Like, we're equal and like we're both human. But in that, if we think that way, I'm erasing my history and I like to embrace myself as, you know, a Filipino, as a brown person, as a person of color. So, yeah, it's a weird way to put things, but I like to celebrate differences.
Yeah. Pinag-uusapan natin ang kulay. Yeah. Your new short documentary, Shading, is launching this coming Thursday. Tell us about this film briefly.
So Shading is a short documentary just examining the whitewashing practices of makeup and lighting on ethnic skin tones within staging screens. So it's kind of it's like an interview-based documentary that kind of presents three people of color performers who speak openly and honestly about things that have happened to them in the industry. But so it kind of looks at prejudice and racism, but narrows it down through the lens of skin color. It's allowing these people of color performers to actually have a platform to just be honest and to say things, you know, say some things that are very, that cause some discomfort in the room, but it's a very open, inclusive space where these things do need to be heard. And the idea of the film is like, we need to start listening to people more when they do bring up these issues.
Yes. Maraming Pilipino ang nagnanais na pumuti. There's a desire of being white or becoming white. What does it say about our Filipino culture?
See, the thing is, like, knowing that the Filipino kind of cultural paradigm, I've accepted that. That's a very common thing in Philippines, right?
Yeah.
The issue for me is when that becomes prevalent in Australia. Because you start to translate kind of like the Filipino cultural artifact of skin lightening into a different discussion when you bring it to a Western country. So I think it's very interesting. particularly, I mean, everything, like skin lightening soap or like papaya soap or skin bleaching. And I think it's solely to do with the fact that media is so like white person saturated. And the ideals of beauty sort of reflect that. And yeah, but I would say, like, for me, I feel like I have a deeper understanding for this in Philippines. And I think it does enter a new topic of conversation when we think about Western countries and Australia, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The details of the launch of your film, when is it happening and where?
Okay, so it's launching Thursday, 21st of June at Information Cultural Exchange in Parramatta. And it starts at 6 p.m. I believe there's talk, kind of like a open Q&A with the filmmakers. And there's three films showing as part of Diverse Screens. Yeah, supported by Parramatta City Council and Creative South Wales.
Yes. And for our listeners who want to know more and follow you, where can they check you out?
My tag is VonPat, like at VonPat, VonPat. It's the same thing on everywhere. I'm like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm all there. So give me a follow and I'll try and like you back.
Yes. Word of guidance or advice to those who have the eye for filmmaking, particularly in raising issues of culture and gender and race?
My advice to filmmakers, I guess, from personal color background or, from ethnically diverse background is to really just write your own story. I think there's a truth in actually writing your story and, you know, trying to learn the different parts of filmmaking. So learning how to produce and kind of taking ownership of what you make. And that being said, I think there is value in allowing other people to sort of work in your projects too. You are of different diversities. Because I feel like if you can kind of accommodate a more inclusive practice into your work, that's kind of the model that we should all be aiming for. But yeah, I just think like, write your story and you can finish something, you know, like so many people just have an idea or just have a half a page that's not written. But I feel very strongly about actually finishing a treatment, finishing a script, finishing a film and showing it to people. It doesn't matter what the quality is. It doesn't matter if it doesn't say what you want to say. As long as you're kind of getting work out there together, if everyone is kind of making this work, then we can really push for change and push for more representation and the world would just be better for it.
And can we say, wag matakot kahit na ilabas ang tunay na kulay?
Yes, by all means. I think be open and listen and be honest with how you feel. Because the more you're honest, the more people actually start to listen.
Very well said. Thank you very much, Vaughn Pathyag, and good luck to your films and filmmaking.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.